Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
Earlier, I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
Erin Hale reporting for VOA. In Hong Kong, President Donald Trump is engaged in days of attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings. In recent congressional hearings, the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now in his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully and claimed that his congressional district is a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. He rebuffed criticism of this latest attack on a minority lawmaker. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. On Fox News Sunday, he said, "The president is attacking Cummings for saying things about the immigration facilities that are not true." This is VOA News. Afghan authorities say a car bomb and gun attack in Kabul has killed at least two people.